Hello?
Hi, this is Imani giving a courtesy call back from OMAX Health. How may I assist you today?
I wanted to know who ordered these damn pills, I guess, to sleep pills. I didn't order them. I've got these damn things. I don't want them. Now, do I send them back to you?
Yeah, let's see here. If you don't mind, may I please have the spelling of your first and last name? Maybe we can locate an account for you here.
All right. I don't have an account as far as I know. All right. The name is Mary Simcoe.
Okay. And how do you spell your last name?
S-I-M-K-O.
Okay, I did locate an account here for you. It looks like the it looks like the OMAX 3 Ultra Pure every 2 months has been on subscription for the last it looks like the first original order began back in August of 2017, and it's been on 60-day shipments every 2 months since, but we can definitely process.
Absolutely not. I don't know who's keeping your records, but you're screwing them up.
I'm sorry. Well, I can only tell you what I see here. But you know, I do want to let you know, and there's been a couple of calls here. But you know what I do want to let you know is we offer a hold. It's just an alternative to canceling. We can do 60 days if you're interested.
I don't want them. I didn't need them, and I didn't order them.
No problem. Even if we make it 90?
Excuse me?
90 days?
I don't want them if you made it 25 years.
Okay. Well, no problem. I can go ahead and process a cancellation here for you. You can also return the most recent shipments, but I'll have to give you our return merchandise authorization number to put on the outside of the box and send back, okay?
All right. I don't have all I have is one shipment. This is the only shipment I have ever received from you people.
Okay, and just making sure here, could you verify that shipping address for me?
What do you want, my shipping address?
Yes, ma'am.
123 Lake Bridge Drive.
Oh, no.
Woodbury, New Jersey.
Okay, well, believe it or not, we have someone on file with your first and last name. Give me one second. This is not the right account here. Give me one second to make sure I get you pulled up. This is not you. Let's pull you up. Okay, let's try that address because you're receiving products. Are you receiving billing as well?
It's paperwork that came with it. I think it said something about I didn't have to pay it or something. I'm trying to find the damned instructions. I've not had a very good day on top of it.
I understand. I'm so sorry about the confusion.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense at all. I mean, you said you have it back for how many years?
Well, see, that was the wrong account. I'm so sorry about that. That was the wrong account. I'm trying to locate you here, but if you're experiencing some type of, like, bill, like on a Visa or a debit or a credit card, I can look up with the last four digits of the card that's being billed to see what's really going on here, you know?
Uh-huh. Well, it doesn't say, let's see, I didn't see anything about it being just as order date, ship night. Oh, Lord God. Let's see, product code, product name, unit price, lot number, total $39.95. And thank you for your order. We hope you find your premium. Yes, uploading. I don't have any trouble sleeping most nights anyway. this doesn't help, but anyway, your satisfaction is important to us. Let's see, if you have any questions or need to make changes to your account, please contact, and that's your address, your phone number, and return merchandise authorization, and a copy of this packing slip is required for authorized returns under our policy and must be boy, I've had a day, haven't I? Must be requested by calling or emailing. All right. Now this could swear the. I don't know, but this I haven't received any return shipment. You know, so I need you. You will send me one.
I can actually give you a return merchandise authorization number, which you'll put on the outside of the box. Which you'll put on the outside of the box and send the product back. And then that'll give the warehouse, you know, notification that you were authorized to send the product back as soon as we can figure out if you're being billed or not. Like, let's try, I'm just going to try your address one more time. Could I have that address again?
All right, that's 123 Lake Bridge Drive, Woodbury, New Jersey.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, and there you are. All right, I did locate your account. Let's go ahead and get you canceled here since you weren't interested in any of those discounts that I offered.
I just can't imagine where you got this ordering from because it says order date 4/4/2020.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I see that here. It says, yep, on our end, 4/3/2020. So we can definitely, I got you canceled, and I'm going to get you a return merchandise authorization number. Could I place you on a really brief hold to retrieve that information?
Sure can.
All right, thank you.
Anything to get rid of it.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm so sorry. I'm just retrieving your information. Give me one moment. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, this has been such an upsetting thing to me. You know? I just, it's got me out of my mind. You know, I just can't imagine how you could get an order that I never placed. I never even heard of you people.
No, I am so sorry, but I do have you completely canceled here, I assure you. And I'm, for some reason, this system is giving me a really hard time with getting this RMA. Give me one second.
Okay.
Okay, there we go. So I did find it. I did locate it. I do have the number. So it is 275.
Wait a minute.
275.
23.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And you'll put it on the outside of the box. And if it's not opened or anything like that, you can simply just put it back in the mailbox, write refuse on it with the RMA number, and it'll get mailed back.
Well,
and you don't have to go to the postal service for it.
Well, I did open the box. I thought, what the hell is this, you know? And I to tell you the truth, I kind of dropped it. When I saw it, I said, you know, and when I opened it up, I was so puzzled that I just I dropped it. So I put it back together again,
I understand. I'm so sorry about the confusion. I assure you, you're completely canceled here.
Yeah, I just can't imagine that. I did call my bank, and I told them, you know, that it wasn't a legitimate order, and I did not want it to appear on my, you know, against my, it's a debit, you know, like a cash thing, like my social security check goes to them, you know, straight to them, and I just use my money card to when I need some money, but you know, it's never that much to begin with. There's Social Security. I don't know if you know anything about that, but
very little, only a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, but
okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad we could take care of this here for you today.
Okay.
And you can just take it up to the postal service or have someone else do it for you, preferably.
Yeah,
and especially in these times going on now, and send it, get someone to send it back for you.
I do not even have a car anymore, and I'm stuck here in the house.
Oh, well, you and me both. I don't have a car either. So
I had one when I moved here. I've only been up here since the end of 2012. You know,
So you haven't been there long, yeah.
No. Sometimes I think it's too long, but yeah.
Yeah, I had a little clunker of a car, and it kind of finally gave out on me.
It was a good car, and my daughter, I made the mistake of telling her that, you know, because she was working and she was going, I don't know if she's still going to school or not. And she was, I'm trying to, might be mixed up with Texas, you know, in Texas. So, but I told her, you know, if I don't need to use my car, and it wasn't as much as up here as it was down there, because I worked when I was in Texas, but. You know, I said, you use my car, and, yeah, you know, and so obviously she took it to mean that I gave it to her. And the thing was, I had it in her name because being my age and everything,
mm-hmm.
and I've always found it amazing that I was still alive, because my mother was only 54. Her mother was 50. you know. Mm-hmm. And I look at the picture of the Blessed Mother, and I says, what's the matter? You don't want me either.
Oh.
It's just so, you know, it's amazing to me. I can't imagine it, you know, but
yeah,
I'm here, and actually I'm in very good health. I have no reason to complain. No,
that's really good. That's really good to hear.
Yeah, my biggest thing is my knees.
Oh, yeah. I completely understand that. Yeah.
Oh, this weather up here now. I mean, oh, my God.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know,
oh, yeah.
It's just, oh, what it does to my knees.
Oh, yeah.
Just to go out on the front porch and pick up the mail, you know. It's like,
right.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the cold weather is not good for the joints. I used to live in Wisconsin for the longest. All of my life, really. And, yeah, it was horrible. Yeah. It's horrible on the bones.
My oldest daughter lives in New Hampshire.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, down in Texas, I felt nothing, you know.
Yep. Haunted. Yeah.
And we had 10 acres and
mm-hmm.
animals, you know. And
yeah.
I loved it when she was the chief of police down there, and mm-hmm. She had a fire guy for coming in drunk all the time.
Oh, uh-huh.
And so he went out and he took the gun to his head. And she was so upset, you know. To me, I was married to an alcoholic. I know only too well, you know.
Oh,
I'd have thrown a party. But she goes, you know, she was so upset, she quit her job.
Oh, wow.
She just up and quit. Just like that. I mean, a job like that, you know. I mean, I was like, oh, my God. And I have to watch that she doesn't hear me. She's across the hall.
Oh, right. Don't let her hear you.
Oh, God. I was so amazed, you know. So then she decided she would never come up here to live when she got out of there. It was no. So all of a sudden, it's her job. It's her idea. Let's go up, you know. So I said, okay, you know, I was walking away from 10 acres and animals and everything else, but I said, okay, you know, so I get up here and here I am, and I'm, you know, I don't know. I wish I'd stayed down there because I didn't have sore knees down there.
I understand. I completely understand. Even if we have like a CBD cream that I use all the time for my knees, because I used to cheer and I used to have to get thrown in the air and dropped on the ground. And you don't know how many times I fell on my knees from about 8 feet in the air. And it helps a lot. I can't lie. It really helps a lot. Yeah.
You know, I was a manager for Sears for, oh, God, I can't remember, 20-some years anyway, too close to 30. I finally got out of that, you know, but I don't know. It's hard to decide what you want to do sometimes, isn't it?
It is. Well, you have a wonderful rest of your evening. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking your ears
off. No, you know, you're fine. No, not at all. I could do this all day. I love this.
Yeah, I'm just a couple of hours away from bed. I usually try to get in, go to bed around 8 o'clock. You know, sometimes it's a little more later, but, you know, if I'm just doing nothing but sitting here watching TV, I can lay in bed and watch TV. I don't have to sit up here, you know. Okay, well, I will call my bank again, the girl who supervises my account, and make sure that she's got it all fixed up, okay?
No problem. And then once they receive that package, they will go ahead and issue the full refund to the account, and you shouldn't have any more problems, so you won't receive any more products or anything like that.
I just don't understand, though. I mean, an account? I mean, how could you have an account for somebody? I'd never even heard of you people.
I am so sorry. Maybe if you check with the other people you live with, maybe they may have, you know, placed the order or something like that.
No, live with my daughter. I had 7 girls, and it's my youngest daughter that I live with here, and she just gave me this slip back again because I'd given it to her. I have her supervising some of this stuff.
Yeah.
So I figure I'm 88 now. I'm not. Yeah, and I shouldn't complain about that because I still can manage a hell of a lot on my own, but I don't.
Yeah.
I just don't want to anymore, you know?
Of course. Oh, yeah. I completely understand that.
Yeah. There's no interest. I just have no interest in even existing anymore. I just.
Yeah. Oh, don't say that.
Yeah. There's. What's out there, you know? And I've never lived in an area like this. We always lived out more in the country, and, you know, where now I walk out the front door and there's a manicure. I mean, they're nice people, you know, I have no. But there's people all up and down both sides of the street. It's strange. It's strange, but, you know, that's life, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you go and give your ears a rest.
Oh, okay. Well, you have a great rest of your day and be well. Thanks for calling OMAX Health.
So the only thing I need to make sure I do is write this number on the outside of the box.
Yes, make sure you write that on the outside.
Right. Okay, we'll do.
All right,
okay.
No problem.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.